talking at 5 and 10. Listening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot.
And we are back. And I'm not one to push the season, but I guess Black Friday's already happened. Thanksgiving is behind us, and we can talk a little bit about Christmas and Christmas gifts and, you know, what it is that you're going to get for the folks that you just don't know what to get for, whether they're travelers, whether they're golfers, or just very important people in your life. You don't want to disappoint. So what we do is at least twice a year, usually around Father's Day and around Christmas time, I invite the expert that I know who knows everything about all the gadgets and the trickery that's out there, typically things that are electronic and things that make your life easier on the golf course or while you're traveling, and that would be author and writer and TV guy, radio guy. He does it all. My good friend, Rick Limpert. Rick, are you there?
Hey, Dan. Happy holidays to you. With that bumper music, I feel like I should be wearing a red hat and a red Santa suit and a big white beard.
So, well, similar to Santa, if you play your cards right, you're going to make people happy on Christmas. So I guess that's not that much of a stretch, right?
No, I mean, I'm here to help. I mean, I know you try something, but I get to try, you know, hundreds of gadgets each year and things, and I like picking out my favorite ones, the best ones. I'm here, Dan.
All right, I apologize.
Cell phones or what's the problem, but I'm here.
No, it's probably us. Like I say, I came in here and they were working on the phone lines. They thought it would be done before I got here, and they're still, like, right in the middle of it. And it's like, oh, no, don't do that to me, especially not with the cold that I have. So I need somebody to help talk a little bit tonight. But why don't we get right into it, then? We know the deal. Everybody was waiting for your special advice for the holidays, so why don't we just get going?
Yeah, I know you're took that red eye back. You're probably looking for a good night rest, and as most golfers are, or travelers are, so there's now a smart pillow. It's the DreamPad Smart Pillow. This does a couple things. It emits a scientifically tested sound and vibration to the pillow, which puts you in a deeper sleep. Doctors have said that helps reduce stress and get you into a deeper sleep quicker. It also has got a Bluetooth speaker in it where you can stream your music or your radio, whatever you like to listen to during the night. You can stream it right in your pillow, and it's a comfortable pillow as well.
Well, that would be interesting, because to be honest with you, I haven't quite found a comfortable pillow that they sell, you know, to take for traveling on the plane. The ones that they sell in the airport, they just don't do it for me. I usually take, you know, like a shot of NyQuil, so I guess this is healthier.
Well, this is a pillow for your home, your bed at home, I would say, more than, than a travel pillow. So if you're looking for a new pillow for your home, your king-size or queen-size bed, this is a really good idea, something to try out.
Well, it makes sense. I got to tell you, on TV, all I see is commercials now for all these newfangled mattresses. It makes it sound like nobody's getting a good night's sleep out there. So I guess the pillow. To be honest with you, when I travel, not on the plane, when I'm in a hotel, 9 times out of 10, I find that the bed is comfortable. It's the pillow that's keeping me up that's not comfortable.
Yeah, they put you in good beds. They put you with good sweat counts on the sheets, but the pillows sometimes leave a lot to be desired.
Well, I think everybody gets very used to what they're used to, and I think that pillow, to change to something that you're not used to, makes a really big difference. But so hopefully this is one that people will like. And do we have a price range on this?
$100 for the pillow, so it's in line with other good quality pillows you might be looking at.
Sounds good. All right, what else you got?
Well, some both me and you probably could use. I've been suffering with some allergies and sinus problems myself. So this new air purifier, it's a little mini tower air purifier from Honeywell, and it's compact. It's got a lot of power. And 50 million Americans have nasal allergies or need an air purifier in the home, and they don't have it. So this one's in the a little over $100 range and gets rid of a lot of the things in your home. Blooms up to 150 square feet. It probably, in my test, it does more than that. So a good filtration system and a washable filter, so you don't have to buy new filters. Just wash the one that's in it and put it back in the air purifier and you're good to go.
Well, you know, other than this cold that I caught, I do suffer from allergies and sinus issues, so that probably is good for me. So if anybody who's looking to buy me a gift, there's one. All right, what you got next?
Well, like you mentioned, Tiger is using Bridgestone balls, which I don't know if that's a surprise or not. Maybe he's using one of the two new balls that's come out from Bridgestone, the E6 off and the E6 Speed. I've tried the both of them. I really like the softball. Softballs now are becoming a little more in vogue, and I kind of like them. It helps me maybe hold the green a little better, get a little more distance, but I kind of like them. I don't know if you've tried any of them, Dan, but they're pretty good.
I have not yet. Hopefully I'll get a couple up at the PGA show. I'll be seeing you up there just next month. It's right around the corner, so hopefully I'll get a few samples up there to try. And you're right about the softballs. I mean, if you remember back to the day, especially us amateurs, you know, everybody wanted distance, and, you know, you'd be hitting a pinnacle or what we used to call the rock flight, you know, these balls that were hard as a rock. And now everything is soft, and also the compression as well, I suppose, which is part of that softness too. Used to be a very high compression, and now it's a very low compression.
Yeah, the courses were getting so long that people wanted that distance. Now that the equipment has kind of, I wouldn't say shortened the courses, but brought some of the courses back in play, or maybe people are playing from the correct tees now, softball has become a little more important, I think, for the average and a little advanced golfer.
Well, you know, if you're truly looking to score, being able to stop the ball on a green is really important. And if you're hitting a hard ball, you're not going to get any spin, and you're not going to be able to hold some of these fast greens these days.
Especially with some of those courses we play, that greens are pretty fast. So, yeah, pretty important.
Exactly. So, very cool. Okay, so now we're still in the golf mode. I see we got a golf product coming up next. What you got?
I always recommend a golf bag, and I've been using Day Trip bags for a while. A little under the radar, but they make really durable bags. And for people that like to maybe get out and walk and carry their bag, these are very carryable, including the one that's called the Carry Life Pro. Only 4 pounds about it is. So, again, a little over $100. They look good, come in different colors, and pretty durable, have a nice stand, a two-legged stand with it, so you can't go wrong with these.
Yeah, I got to admit, I don't ever walk, but I still like to have a lightweight carry bag, or a stand bag, actually, just because just schlepping it in and out of the car, from my house to the car to the, you know, if I don't always drive up to the bag drop, you know, in and out of the trunk or the back seat, I just prefer something that's lightweight. And I don't like trying to make a cart bag stand up. You know, sometimes you grab it, you take it to the driving range, you take it to the putting green, they fall over. I kind of, even though I drive a cart, I still like to have a lightweight stand bag.
I do too. I think every golfer has to have one. Maybe you're going to get out and play a quick nine on a par three course. It's a great bag to take along with you.
Now, Daytrek, they've been around for a long, long time, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they have. And, you know, they're part of a bigger conglomerate, but they still make the same quality bags they've been making for a while.
Well, you and I both know in the golf business, if you don't make a decent product, you don't last very long.
No, not at all. And even some decent products sometimes don't make it either.